Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
What the Sprint Clearwire deal means for consumers. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Clearwire and Sprint Nextel are resurrecting their plan to build a new super high-speed mobile internet network. A similar deal fell apart last year, but this time it's backed by big-time investors, including Google, Comcast, Time Warner, and Intel, which are kicking in more than $3 billion. Sprint Nextel and Clearwire will combine their wireless broadband units to create a $14.5 billion communications company that will develop a mobile network based on a technology called WiMAX. That's like Wi-Fi, but the signals travel much farther and can blanket entire cities. CNetNews.com writer Maggie Reardon says the companies are aiming to create a better mobile internet.
They want to build a brand new next-generation wireless broadband network that's going to allow people to connect all kinds of consumer electronic devices to a wireless network and to the internet, essentially. So, you know, for example, you might be able to connect your camera and, you know, directly upload your pictures to a website, or, you know, play with a gaming device or download music directly onto your MP3 music player or your iPod.
This is using WiMAX technology?
Yes, it's a newish technology, and really they're the only major carrier in the world who's going to be deploying it so far as a mobile technology. It's been used in a lot of places by internet service providers to just provide broadband access to people.
If they get this network successfully built, then they're out there on their own completely?
Well, at least for probably the first couple of years, Verizon Wireless and AT&T are also looking toward their next generation networks, and they're going to be using a different technology that's not quite ready yet. As consumers get more used to using the 3G network and they see all the cool things that they can do today, connecting their cell phone to the internet over 3G, it's pretty limitless in terms of what can be done once you start adding other devices on there. And I think we'll have to see whether the pricing is going to be at a place where people will spend the money to connect their camera or whatever else device they want to use to the internet.
Right, because this is going to be incredibly expensive to build this network, so chances are the prices, at least at first, for consumers will be pretty high.
You know, they haven't said exactly what the pricing is going to be, but if you look at some of the services that you can get for a laptop now that, for instance, Verizon or Sprint is selling, you know, their 3G laptop card service, you know, that averages about $60 a month. And, you know, that price point has proven to be a bit too high for consumers. This new network is really going to be built for consumers. So if they want consumers to use it, they're going to have to price it accordingly.
What do the doubters say? What big questions hang over this deal?
I think the big question is whether the partnership and the company will be able to survive. You know, seven partners. I find that hard to imagine that they'll all be able to agree on everything completely. And you know, a lot of times in this business, you see a lot of partnerships form and then they sort of disband before they actually get anything out the door.
Maggie Reardon writes for CNetNews.com. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.